Gave a few minutes ago, offered some light. There have only been 5 entries, at least according to Lou Tingley, who's the special assistant to Mayor Bill Calgar, at 9:45 this morning at the DuPont plant, which is on Campground Road. The report that Bob just gave a few minutes ago offered some light. There have only been 5 entries, at least according to Lou Tingley, who's the special assistant to Mayor Bill Calgar. Lou says only 5 entries. And there are no reports of death yet. However, the entire scene is one of chaos, and no one really knows exactly what is transpiring. As more becomes available, you'll hear about it first on WAKY News. Not only in terms of injury or possible death, but in millions of dollars worth of damage and jobs, the DuPont plant has been almost completely ruined here in Louisville, Kentucky this morning by this morning's explosion. Damage will be in the hundreds, probably, of millions of dollars worth of damage, as the entire area has now gone up in one giant black cloud above Louisville.
Here comes the wacky hop!
Here comes another scheduled newscast from WAKY. Remember, all day today, as news breaks out, WAKY breaks in.
WAKY News. Beat.
Don Sherman reporting. Dateline Louisville. An undetermined number of persons have been injured in a gigantic explosion that ripped through the Neoprene Chemical Company plant on Campground Road. The injured are being shuttled to local hospitals by county police and all other available units. County police report that all hospitals are being requested to stand by, that the fire is now raging bigger than ever before. All personnel in the vicinity of the plant are being evacuated. All river traffic on the Ohio River is being stopped for fear of another gigantic explosion. Residents surrounding the disaster scene have been evacuated from their homes. There have been reports of deaths, but these cannot be confirmed. The intense heat of the fire is hampering rescue squads and firemen from the scene. Deputy county coroners are on the scene also. Civil defense disaster plans have been put into effect. From WAKY News, now from Mobile News Hunter 1, Bob Watson reports from the scene.
Since being ordered out of the area of the plant, I have been ordered to stay out by the fire department along with other reporters. And it's a steady stream of officials and sightseers coming away from the plant at the present time. The word is that the worst is yet to come. I talked to 2 workers of the DuPont plant who said they were in a different section of the plant. They said the explosion occurred in what is known as the monomers section. They said several flammable chemicals are handled in this area. And they also told me, one workman said, it looked like a small H-bomb from pictures I've seen on TV of H-bombs going off when the explosion hit. LG&E workman at the nearby substation off Cane Run Road said that pieces of steel came crashing in their direction, that the side of a building, a storage building, was blown in, and that 2 workmen, if they hadn't had on safety belts on a pole, would have been knocked off the poles. At last word from a two-way communication, it had been said that 5 more ambulances had been summoned. A police helicopter is hovering overhead, watching for new fires that are breaking out. The smoke is continuing to increase over the plant site. The black cloud of smoke, which is several hundred feet in the air, is growing bigger, and we can still hear blast after blast, although none of them compare to the original explosion which shook the plant. The number of dead, if there are any, is still not known. The only word we have is that they're waiting until the danger subsides before going into the exact initial explosion area. Bob Watson, WAKY Mobile News, 790 and now.
WAKY, where news comes first. And this morning, big news. There was an explosion at 9:45 this morning at the DuPont plant on Campground Road. WAKY News is covering that story. As Bob Watson reported a moment ago, officials on the scene say now that the worst may be yet to come. Hear further details first on WAKY. Once again, for a direct report from the scene, we switch to Bob Watson in WAKY Mobile News Hunter 1.
This is Bob Watson now, stationed about a quarter of a mile from the scene of the fire, and it's roaring out of control, as we understand at this moment, with a large cloud of black smoke continuing to pour out from the plant. We had a recent report that a line leading to one of the storage tanks was on fire, and we don't know if firemen are trying to extinguish it this time or whether they have evacuated. almost everyone in the area of the fire and explosion have been ordered out. And we understand that workmen at, of course, DuPont, at Romanos, at National Carbide, and V.F. Goodrich have been ordered off the job until the danger of a further explosion subsides. Some of the B.F. Goodrich men told WAKY Mobile News they would be perfectly willing to give blood if the Red Cross could send a mobile wagon over to the B.F. Goodrich back gate that several hundred men off work over there would be more than willing to give a pint of blood to help anyone injured in this disaster. Bob Watson, WAKY Mobile News, 790 and out.
Stay tuned for further reports from Bob Watson from the scene.
Teleword game.
Fires continue raging out of control at the DuPont plant on Campground Road. WAKY continues its coverage of this story with WAKY News Director Bob Watson on the scene.
WAKY 790, number one rated in Louisville, Kentucky.
It's 11:31. Evacuations continue in the Campground Road area. Evacuations ordered by police and civil defense officials. For the welfare of the people that live in that area, because there is a possibility that the worst is yet to come. Further details first from WAKY Mobile Man on the scene, Bob Watson.
WAKY News, beat.
Don Sheridan reporting, Dateline Louisville. 1 to 4 persons are reported dead, an undetermined number injured in a series of explosions that has ripped through the DuPont synthetic rubber plant on Campground Road. There have been at least 23 blasts. When they continue to occur, police ordered all families living within a mile of the plant to evacuate their homes. Once again, unconfirmed reports say now 1 to 4 persons are reported dead. For an on-the-scene report, here is WAKY News Director Bob Watson.
At last report from Jim Reynolds, Public Information, the Director of the City Hall offices. Governor Breathitt has volunteered state police for duty here at the explosion scene. Numerous state police cars have been seen going in and out as emergency vehicles continue to go in and out of the plant area. At last report, Mayor Cowger was on his way back to Louisville from Pittsburgh. He went to Pittsburgh to try to convince the Fraternal Order of Police to hold their national convention here next year. He's canceled that trip on his way back. Jefferson County Judge Marlo Cook is out here at the explosion scene doing what he can. Clouds of black smoke continue to billow up from the DuPont neoprene plant here in the 4100 block of Campground Road. Officials have placed the safe limit from the plant at 3 miles due to the danger of additional explosions. We're about a half mile from the plant, but protected by a large dirt dike and should not be in danger. At the present time, the smoke is heavier than it's ever been. At one time, it looked as if they were either getting chemicals or water on the burning fire because the smoke had changed color, but now the smoke continues to billow up and is continuing to be black. We still do not know the fate of several firemen who initially went in after the first blast. And some have said the firemen did not come out. We don't know about this. We're going to check on it momentarily as we get further reports from officials as they come out of the blast area. Bob Watson, WAKY Mobile News, at the DuPont Company, 790 and up.
More on the blast at the DuPont Neoprene Chemical Company plant on Campground Road. County police report that all traffic on the Ohio River has been halted within a 3 mile area of the blast scene, as well as all residents in the area. Officials report that small explosions continue to rip the area. Hospitals remained on the alert, and reports indicated that stretchers were lined up at the entrance to General Hospital with the injured. One report, once again, now says possibly 1 to 4 persons are dead. However, no confirmation. Don Sheridan, WAKY News.
Now, the WAKY revised weather check.
5 minutes before 12 noon, a holocaust hit Louisville, Kentucky at 9:45 this morning, an explosion, then triggering smaller explosions numbering into the 20s, rocked the DuPont neoprene plant, which is on Campground Road off Cane Run Road between Dixie Highway and the Ohio River. This morning, this scene is the big hub of activity in the Kentucky-Anna area. All Jefferson County police units are on the scene, shuttling injured persons back and forth to hospitals. Firemen are trying to fight blazes, which just rage in the dozens. Fires are all raging out of control, and firemen are trying to control only keeping the fires from spreading to adjacent buildings and adjacent areas. Evacuations in a 3 mile area of the plant are now taking place as police make door to door Evacuation procedures with the people that live in that area. Traffic stopped on the Ohio River this morning. No traffic is being allowed in the area of the DuPont plant on the Ohio. And WAKY News is continuing its coverage of this major event. This is Jim Brand, WAKY, kind of at the hub of activities. WAKY News being manned by Don Sheridan this morning. WAKY News reporters are on the scene for further instantaneous reports as they become available to Bob Watson and WAKY's news team. Please stay tuned to WAKY 790 in Louisville, Kentucky.
Wow, Dad.
Last reports from WAKY News say, and this of course is unconfirmed, between 1 and 4 persons have lost their lives in the explosion at the DuPont plant this morning. Scores more were injured and have been rushed to hospitals in the area. All hospitals in Kentucky are now operating on a standby emergency basis. This is an unconfirmed report received by WAKY from the Associated Press that between 1 and 4 persons are believed dead from the explosion that rocked the DuPont plant this morning.
WAKY 790, number 1 rated in Louisville, Kentucky.
Here's the report now from Jack Daniels. He is at Bowman Field. Jack, come in.
Hello, Jim.
Go ahead.
Jim, it started out as a routine day at the DuPont Chemical Processing Complex. Then a series of fireballs leaping 400 feet into the air changed the routine of the day. The cause of the explosion cannot yet be determined at this early time. I talked with one of the employees at the chemical complex at the plant, and he tells me that the fires could have started in any one of 1,000 ways that the raw chemicals are being handled in that section of the plant. It erupted into a fiery inferno, and that section was housing chemicals at the beginning and the most dangerous stage of their processing. It was a new complex, a multi-million-dollar complex. Damage has not yet been estimated, but it has to run high. From an airborne vantage point, it looks like a miracle that no one was fatally injured. There appears to be no confusion. The fire was contained as soon as possible in the initial area. There was no attempt to extinguish what fire there was, because to do so would have meant endangering many human lives. However, what was done, and apparently done successfully, was to contain the fire in the area of origin. There was now much more smoke than there was 30 minutes ago, the last time I was aloft, and only 2 small fires. But these 2 small fires, however small and inconsequential they seem, could mean more danger. They are dangerously close to another chemical tank, and the question at this time is, will the few yards be enough separation from the hungry, licking flames of destruction? This is Jack Daniels for WAKY News.
Don Sheridan reporting, there are now reports of possibly 4 dead in the gigantic explosion that ripped through the DuPont Neoprene Chemical Company plant in the 4300 block of Campground Road. For an on-the-scene spot report, here is WAKY News Director Bob Watson.
Jefferson County Police report that 8 hospital runs have been made from the scene of the DuPont explosion, that one man severely burned but was believed to be dead on arrival at General Hospital. As yet, this is not confirmed. As we look over the site of the explosion, smoke continues to billow from the area. Firemen who were not permitted in earlier are now beginning to move closer in anticipation of moving in if and when there is a final blast. They expect it. They believe that a final blast will occur. A large tank of CO2 teeming in the flames could conceivably explode. If it does, it will be all over. Then the emergency crews can move in. Until it does, or until the danger subsides, emergency crews are in a large parking lot in a field here with county police, firemen, Red Cross, civil defense, officials of the mayor's office, and the county judge's office. Until that time, we stand by WAKY Mobile News. At last word, Stauffer's Chemical Company has been ordered to evacuate, joining the long list of firms who are sending employees home due to the danger. Bob Watson, WAKY Mobile News, 790 and out.
How long? 790 WAKY, giving you complete continuous coverage of the report on the disaster area. A holocaust broke loose this morning at 9:45 at the DuPont Neoprene plant on Campground Road. It's a wait-and-see situation right now. Emergency units are not even in the area. They're standing back, awaiting to find out whether a final tank will blow. If it does, they move in immediately. So time ticks away, slowly. And the scene is Campground Road, Louisville, Kentucky. The DuPont Neoprene plant. Between 1 and 4 are reported dead. These reports are still unconfirmed. The scene is still a raging inferno. Stand by for further details from WAKY News reporters who are on the scene standing WAKY. 3 hours and a half have gone by. about 3.5 hours since 9:45 this morning when the explosion racked the DuPont neoprene plant on Camp Ground Road. WAKY News has been on that scene since that hour. It's 9:45 this morning, and it's still a wait-and-see game. There is one tank of CO2 that is expected that could go up. And if it does, then the area will be completely clear because this will extinguish all of the flammable materials that are now in the area. And rescue units will be able to move in. It's right now wait and see with rescue units parked in a field waiting for this final tank to go. WAKY News Director Bob Watson is with those units, and he'll have further reports for WAKY.
It's here!
A special news report on the Kentuckiana disaster. Here is Associate News Director Don Sheridan.
All Falls City Special Police off duty are urged to contact their office immediately. WAKY News has been requested to make this important announcement once again. All Falls City Special Police off duty, please contact their office immediately. This concerns the explosion that ripped through the DuPont synthetic rubber plant on Campground Road. Don Sheridan, WAKY News.
For further information, dial 790-WAKY, and we will continue to stay in operation to bring you up to date on the disaster area. Jack Daniels in the WAKY AirWatch plane is airborne again, taking a look at the scene from high above. WAKY ground news sources are awaiting an opportunity to move into the area to bring you further information. They are now staged with the rescue units on Dixie Highway, or on rather Cane Run Road, just off Campground Road. And as soon as it is safe to move into the area, they will be moving in with the fire and rescue squad. The area is now one of business, and we urge WAKY listeners to please stay away from the area. Your appearance there could only hamper the operations now. So please stay away from the Campground Cane Run Road area. WAKY has been asked by Jefferson County Police to make this announcement. And repeating the bulletin just passed along by Don Sheridan of WAKY News, all Falls City Special Police who are not on duty now are instructed to call your office. You are wanted right now for the disaster area. All Falls City Special Police have been requested to call their office. 86 degrees is the temperature reading in Kentuckiana. WAKY 790, Louisville, Kentucky. We now switch to WAKY Mobile News.
From the WAKY mobile cruiser, here is a news dispatch of major interest.
Officials tell me that a flame is shooting out of a vent on the tank at this time. All DuPont supervisors are being kept here for obvious reasons. At this time, all fire equipment and men have been evacuated from the area. No men remaining near the burning place. Homes within at least 1 square mile have been evacuated. Several businesses also evacuated as far away as St. Denis. At least 8 or 9 runs have been made to local hospitals. Reports still unconfirmed that from 1 to 4 persons are dead in this disaster. Black smoke is still billowing from the burning building. As we said, all firemen and fire equipment have been evacuated now. There have been at least 23 or 24 separate explosions. Bill Kennedy in the WAKY News Hunter, number 2, 790 and out.
That's Bill Kennedy's report, as Don Sheridan reported just a few moments ago on WAKY. All Falls City Special Police have been requested to contact their office. All Special Police who are not working are to contact their office as soon as possible. 21 minutes before 1 o'clock, WAKY's coverage of the DuPont disaster continues.